You're listening to SBS News.
Adam Kobito was diagnosed with bowel cancer more than 2 years ago, but it was only after the 38-year-old had been on a merry-go-round of medical appointments with GPs and specialists, where the possibility of the disease had never been discussed.
Nobody actually thought, hey, why don't we do a CT scan and check, or why don't we do a colonoscopy or an endoscopy and see if there's anything going on inside.
His chronic exhaustion was put down to an iron deficiency, for which he was hospitalised.
They were happy with my iron levels sort of coming back, and then I was referred to a nutritionist who basically said to me that, you know, I'd be fine now that I had iron. You know, go home, eat as much beef and steak and iron sources that you can, because you're really low in iron and you just need to, you know, increase it in your diet. So I did that. I went home and, you know, I ate everything that I possibly could that was on the chart of iron foods, and I still felt bad.
It was then he pushed his GP to conduct more specific tests, including for cancer markers.
The results came back from that and they were abnormal. Which then led to a CT scan, which then led to a urgent referral for a colonoscopy, which then obviously discovered the cancer. I had to advocate for myself, basically, and I think it was because I continued to feel terrible. So I knew that, you know, what they were giving me and what they were doing for me wasn't working, but I also knew that I was kind of, in a way, being dismissed, especially when I was discharged from hospital and told to go eat a steak.
Over the past 30 years, there has been a dramatic increase in bowel cancer rates in younger age groups, more than 250% in those aged between 15 and 24. But a new study has found they often have trouble overcoming an age bias when they see a doctor. Chief Investigator Dr. Clay Lamprell from Macquarie University's Australian Institute of Health Innovation says a diagnosis can take up to 60% longer than for older patients.
And what we found was overwhelmingly that they had issues with their GP's low suspicion of cancer, which is understandable given that despite the increases in the rates of incidence, it still is, bowel cancer still is more prevalent in people over 50.
But the number under 50 is growing, now accounting for 1 in 10 cases. Dr. Lamprell says if you were born in 1990, your chances of developing colon cancer are now double what they were for those born in 1950.
So it seems that in a sense the message hasn't got through yet to health systems that there is this issue going on, that they need to put bowel cancer on the radar when they're dealing with young people who have symptoms.
Australians over 50 are currently sent free bowel cancer test kits every 2 years. The growing number of younger patients has prompted calls for the screening program to be made available at an earlier age. Bowel Cancer Australia Chief Executive Julian Wiggins says draft guidelines to the Health Department have recommended lowering it to 45. He's hoping there will be change within the next 12 months.
Definitely 45, and even in time I suspect 40 will be where it will land given the emerging evidence of the rising rates. 40 to 49 does comprise most of the bowel cancer cases diagnosed in under 50, so that would make sense that we'd want to diagnose these bowel cancers earlier. Because we know when they're diagnosed earlier, 99% of cases can be successfully treated, and that's what we're all about.
Bowel Cancer Australia is also calling for more research into just why there is such an alarming trend.
In trying to understand why more younger people are actually being diagnosed with the disease, so that we can actually understand what's going on, whether it's a microbiome, for example, is it diet and lifestyle. We still don't know the answers as to the cause of bowel cancer in people under 50.
After a series of surgeries and ongoing rounds of chemotherapy, Adam Kobito is just thankful he persisted in his search for answers.
I probably could have just accepted what the doctor said in hospital and moved on, and I wouldn't be alive today, because I would have been sitting there with a mandarin-sized tumour inside me and had no idea that it was there.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.